A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire. The destruction of the Templars. Now, before we get into the destruction of the Templars, I need to talk about Philip and his dealings with England. Now, the Flemish uprising had opened wounds that Philip had thought he'd closed years before in the ongoing possessions of France. Edward Longshanks of England and Philip had been at war for many years over the disputed territories. In 1303, however, Philip gave his daughter Isabella to be betrothed to Edward II, heir to the throne of England. This was a welcome truce for Edward and Philip both. Philip wanted to concentrate on the Boniface affair, while Edward wished to divert his troops northward to the disobedient Scots. Neither side had made much headway in the Angevin lands, so the betrothal was agreed upon and Edward turned his attention to William Wallace. After the death of the last of the loyal Scottish rulers, Edward had decided to rule Scotland directly. The Scots, however, were unwilling to accept a puppet king, especially given Edward's reputation for cruelty. William Wallace had led the revolt, but in 1304 he was betrayed by Robert the Bruce and defeated. He went into hiding but was found near Glasgow in August of 1305. From there he was taken to trial where he was disemboweled, quartered, and beheaded. The barbaric act did little to gain sympathy of the Scots, and in 1306 Robert the Bruce himself rebelled, seeking the Scottish crown for himself. Most of the fighting was at this time within Scotland and against Scottish rivals. The family of John Combe was pitted against Robert's. By 1307, however, John Combe's family was defeated. That same year, Edward Longshanks was en route to Scotland to crush Robert when he died. Edward II was unable to carry his father's mantle. In fact, his barons so despised him that much of Edward's reign was spent trying to regain control of England, let alone Scotland. Edward had given the earldom of Cornwall to Piers Gaveston, who the barons believed was Edward's homosexual lover. They demanded that he be removed and murdered him years later. Edward II was to rule for 20 years, but it's not an effective reign, and the husband of Philip's daughter is said to have shunned her for the company of men. Nonetheless, Philip had greater concerns. Now we can get to the Templars. It is said that even before Pope Clement's coronation, Philip of France demanded that Clement give in to the plans he had developed against the Knights Templar. These events are among the most notorious and mysterious of history. Legends have arisen to explain the king's obsession, but most scholars believe the true motive behind these events was nothing more than the thirst for money. Philip was financially in great debt. He had spent money for dowries, for his war efforts, and for his luxuries, and he was said to owe many hundreds of thousands of pounds to French banks. Philip needed money and was not above deceit, even murder, to get his wishes. Most of the bankers he was indebted to were either Jewish or Templars. In 1306, Philip expelled all the Jews from France and seized their assets and money for himself. The Jews were driven out of the country, even had been done by Edward Longshanks a few years earlier. In 1305, Queen Joan, Philip's devout wife, had died. Philip is said to have been so heartbroken that he once considered abdicating his throne and spending the rest of his life trying to reclaim the Holy Land. Whatever repentance he briefly had for the remorse over his wife was not to last. It was that same year that he began the press against the Templars. The Templars were the richest of the Crusader knights. They took their names from the Temple of Solomon. Their rites and rituals are still seen to some extent in Masonic lodges. Even their symbol is of the instruments that Solomon used to build the temple. Such rituals included what is called mystery rites. In these rites, initiates learned new secrets as they gained rank and order. Low orders initiates knew only the basic tenets of the order, but the higher ranks allegedly learned new rites and secrets. According to Philip's preposterous accusations, these rites included such acts as worshiping the idol of Baphomet. Baphomet was a common French term for Muhammad in the Middle Ages by the French people. It also included, in the beliefs of the Templars, Satan worship, sex with demons, sodomy, and kissing other knights on the navel. A total of 127 charges were made. But despite these accusations, and probably because of them, for they seemed extreme at any age, Clement resisted Philip's push to eradicate the Templars. Instead, he placated Philip by revoking Boniface's infamous bulls, Clericus Laicos, and Unum Sanctum. Nevertheless, in 1307, Philip's confessor and a papal inquisitor began to arrest Templar knights and extract confessions through the use of torture. The terror began on October the 13th, actually a Friday the 13th. The victims were all Templars, even down to the master of the order itself, Jacques de Molay. After confessing due to torture and charges, and confessions were again presented to Clement. Among the less absurd charges was the accusation that the order granted absolution for sins, something which the popes now claim for themselves and denied to all others. In 1308, Clement then gave in to Philip and ordered the persecution of all Templar knights wherever they might be found. Clement ordered their prosecution throughout the empire. Some countries were more obliging than others. Spain, Portugal, and Italy, and even Germany were lackluster in their zeal to eradicate the knights. Trials were held. Many were found innocent and released. But in England, Edward II reminded Clement that torture had never legally been enacted in Britain. Clement then demanded it be enacted, and Edward II quickly caved in. The Pope's papal inquisitors appeared in England to teach the art of torture, and the Templar families and houses were eliminated from the island. Many knights died under torture. 54 were burned at the stake in a single day in Paris, and hundreds more died in prison. In 1312, a council was called in Vienna to settle the Templar issue. The majority of the council wanted to grant new trials to the Templars, citing the fact that torture had extracted false confessions. Clement, however, was now Philip's puppet. Using his apostolic power, he overruled the council and ordered the abolishment of the Templar order on March the 2nd. The property of the Templars was officially bequeathed by the Pope to the Knights of St. John, but Philip nevertheless seized £260,000 as reimbursement for the cost of the trials. Before the destruction of the Templars was complete, Philip again set his eye on the imperial diadem of the Holy Roman Empire. He knew that he could not get enough support to win the crown himself, but he hoped to make the emperor his puppet, even as he had made the Pope. In 1308, Philip denounced Emperor Albert, saying that he had taken a vassal's vow to Boniface, thus defacing the imperial throne. Despite the fact that Albert had entered into alliance with Philip against Boniface in 1299. That alliance, however, was broken when Albert accepted the diadem from Boniface in exchange for an oath of obedience. The two soon became bitter enemies, and shortly after, after Philip's denunciations, Albert was assassinated by his nephew, John of Swabia, who is now known to history as the Parricide. Philip immediately put forth his brother, Charles of Valois, as the emperor nominee. However, the German princes were by no means eager to have a member of Philip's family on the throne. As a compromise, the Archbishop of Tyre, Baldwin, nominated Henry of Luxembourg, a vassal of Philip. The election of Henry VII was acceptable to Philip, although he did not gain the control he desired. A Frenchman and his vassal was now on the throne of Charlemagne. Henry VII immediately set out to solidify his crown by subjugating the disobedient Bohemians and driving the rival Habsburgs out. He then set forth to Italy to reclaim what was once the country of the emperor. So we at least now have at least a person on the throne of the Holy Roman Empire, but the Templar business is quite a mess. Jacques de Molay, the last Grand Master, was burned on the Ile de Saint-Louis, right next to where Notre Dame is, right across from where Notre Dame is. And at his burning at the stake, he supposedly pointed out or screamed out that he would, within a year, he would come back and take both Philip and the Pope to God for punishment for what sins they had committed. Later on, Philip was killed in a hunting accident, and shortly after that, less than a year later, the Pope dies of a heart attack, basically brought on by fear that Jacques de Molay was coming for him. So it's kind of an interesting thing, and that is supposedly also have taken place on Friday the 13th. So that's where the unluckiness of that number comes from. Now the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.